This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Well, Father, we thank you. We exalt you. We exalt you, Father. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your Spirit here. We thank you for your life that is here. We thank you for entrance that you have brought. We thank you, Father, for the bread that you have brought for us. You say, give us this day our daily bread. We thank you for bread. We thank you because you have given us bread. And you are giving us bread. We thank you for your life. We thank you for your glory. You told us it's a season of glory. We thank you for glory workings. Glory conversation. Glory song. We thank you for healing. Healing. Healing, healing, healing. Many, many, many healings. Lord, we exalt you. We ask that you will come to us again as a people. You will move us forward again. You will steer us up, oh God, to the place where we can receive of you, even that which you have prepared for us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, because you have given us ministry spirit for to help us. Oh, for to help us. For to help us to receive. For to help us to become. For to help us to resolve and conclude in our hearts. For to follow. We exalt you for breath, for you are giving us breath. We thank you for word, the word of life that you are giving us today. We thank you for workings. We exalt you, our Father. We thank you for the ministry of the seven spirit of God that is in our midst today. We thank you for the ministry of the spirit of truth that is going to come to everyone. We bless your name. We ask for help. Help us again, Father. Help us to receive that which you have prepared. Help me, my Father. Help me to speak as I ought to see. You said you will help me. You said you will help me. You've been helping me. Lord, I rely on that help. I rely on that help and I receive of you. I rely on the quickening of my body, my thoughts, my meditation that I will fetch out from you. I will serve you, Jesus. I will serve you, Jesus. I will serve your servant this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I honor you, Father. I honor you, Lord. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There's so much atmosphere. We thank God for the atmosphere of the Spirit that is in our midst. I believe I have a bit of understanding now in terms of what the Lord has been doing with us in the past 3 weeks was a manifestation of portions. You know, there are portions in the Spirit. You know, when Elisha requested for a double portion of the Spirit upon Elijah, you know, many Christians assume that Elisha had double what Elijah had. That's not correct. That's not correct. And we have been well taught that when they say portion, portion already means that you are taking off. You know, if it was double, they won't put portion. You know, so what Elisha would take from Elijah was double portion of what Elijah custodied. And it's very clear because Elijah became a witness. You know, he was a witness that he was not only relevant in the times of the Old Testament, he was relevant in the days of our Lord Jesus, and he's also relevant in the times of the end. You know, so we understand that what Elisha had access to was just two portions of what was in Elijah. So when the Lord brings our leaders into things, it's for us. You know, it's so that we can be blessed. You know, the Lord will first raise people. You know, it took the Lord to raise Moses, you know, for him to be able to lead. So it's a foretaste because the words the Lord has been dropping for us, you know, the things of glory, the things of Adonai, you know, those are things that talk about a kind of a witness of a life, you know, and the Lord gave us mercy that you and I will begin to have demonstration. What we've been having in church is say demonstration of the Spirit. You know, many believers are not used to demonstration of the Spirit. You know, it's so sad that people go to church and they are so sensual. You know, church meetings are so sensual. When you come to church, there are thunder, there's lightning. Have you read Revelation? You know, there are sounds. their lights, you know, their flashes of glory, you know. And I believe that the Lord wants to baptize us so that we can be blessed. Praise God. An impression in my spirit, you know, in the last few weeks, one of the trusts God has been showing us is the manifold witnesses of God. And we began to x-ray the different kinds of witnesses that God has. You know, we spent some time, you know, x-raying, you know, a believer that is a milk witness. We understand what the content, you know, of believer is. And we knew that the end product is that you'll be supernatural. You come a place where you experience an initial sanctification. Last week, I think the trust was on the spiritual man. Say spiritual man.
Spiritual man.
Are we beginning to understand when they say somebody is spiritual? You know, many of us, we use that word. That sister is very spiritual. What did we see? Ragagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag
just what a person display. It's what a person is. It's the components and the substances of a person. You know, one of the first things we started looking at last week was the place that when they want to begin to make that witness, there are things that must visit such a person. Now, one of the things they bring, eyes of your understanding being what? Enlightened. You know, when you talk about knowledge, you know, sometimes bringing us to an estate of witnesses. Some people come into it without knowing the knowledge, but they come into it through experience. You know that? That experience becomes a knowledge. You know, there are some of believers that have lived that when they went through, you know, different phases and faces, you know, they were making them a witness of a life. Some of them will now begin to understand that, oh, this was what it meant. This was what was coming to me. Amen. And we saw that Ephesians was very clear. We x-rayed three things. What was it? Hope of his calling. Next again.
Riches
of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. Next again. Exceeding greatness of his power. Now, I believe everybody understands calling. Say calling.
Calling.
That your calling is not to be the richest man in Africa or in the world. Your calling is not to be the best professional in a field. Actually, your calling is not to be a pastor. You know, and we looked at their diverse calling. Are there callings in terms of ministry? Yes. But when it comes to the issue of your profession, the things in the natural, you know, I told you last week that every man has a talent and a gift. You know, there's no man that is without any, you know, but it will be very funny for you to equate your talent, equate what you are good at, you know, and equate it to calling. You know, the earth is filled with many treasure, gold, you know, silver. Those are even in recent times, there have been discovery of various treasure and elements that are more expensive than gold, diamond, and all that. But you know that the same way the human body has such treasure. Because the human body is earth. Inside of you, there are treasures you are yet to discover. So when you now have seminars in church focusing on this earth, something has happened to us. Because what we are supposed to be having in church is to begin to see the change that is supposed to happen to this body. And then the landing thought last week was that one of the audacity for them to say they want us to come to this knowledge. When you read that Ephesians 1, he said, which worked in the Lord Jesus when he did this and did this. You understand that, you know what they are telling us? They are not telling us what has not worked. It's only Satan that doesn't have what has not worked. It is only him that has not understood the making, and that's why he wants to make man. Now, the Godhead has been successful to make a man, but Satan has not been successful. So, the making of man of sin is actually his own beginning journey of making. But you see that what God used to, senior Satan, God is not the opposite of Satan, no. You know what I'm saying? Opposite of Satan is God. Eh? Can you say the opposite of aeroplane is a man? Or robot is a man? What you can destroy? So God is not the opposite because he made Satan. Satan was a tool. But however, what I was trying to say that the knowledge that was communicated, it is not a knowledge that is not proven. It is proven in our Lord Jesus. Now, our Lord Jesus, he was not just the second person in the Godhead. When Jesus came to earth, he was fully man. They had to run away with him when Herod was after him. See, if his parents did not run, they would kill him. So, you will know that he was still under the elements of this world. But this morning, I want us to see, why do we need this knowledge? Because you see, we have talked about the meals of the spiritual man. We talked about the meals. We said, Word of what? Righteousness. What again? Word of his grace. The means of the word. Doctrine of Christ. So all of these things, when it comes to making of a spiritual man, it has to do with change of nature. It is the beginning process of change in the inward part. Psalm 51 said, but thou desire truth where? In the inward part. And where? In the inward part. Thou shalt make me to know. So knowledge is in the inward and the hidden part of man. And you know, until this is done, we can't say we are of Christ. But one of the thoughts that came to my spirit to say is that the reason for them showing us hope of his calling, the reason for them what? Causing us to know the riches of his glory in what? In the saints. And for power, the reason why they need to first of all, you see that knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, there's a problem. If you don't understand calling, honestly, why must we be taught to understand the real high calling? You know, we examine different scripture of the calling of God. The calling was blessing. The calling was salvation. The calling was inheritance. Go to Ephesians 2. He said, you as a quickened. We were what? Dead in what? Trespasses and what? Sin. He said, wherein in time past you did what?
Walk.
Say walk.
Walk.
Me and you, we are walkers. You see, when it comes to the making, it's not enough that you are made. There must be work. Now, you can't make a product if the product has not been tested. You can't go and confirm an invention. There's no drug that is made, that is released for consumption, that they will not try it. How many of us know that? That some people give themselves a trial of a product or a solution. Yes or no? So the authenticity of what is made must be put to test. Now, the proof of what was happening in us was in a work. That you see, you can claim to be a Christian, but you know, how will we know? Is your work. Your work will result to your work. You say, faith without what? Work is what? Dead. You see, you can't claim. You know what I mean? You can't be claiming to be what you are not, except you are a false brethren. But however, he now says, you have you quickened. We were dead in sin and what? Trespass. Who walk according? When they say accord, accord means united. It's a force. They say according to number one, cause of this war. Say cause. When they say cause, doesn't that mean curriculum? It means learning. It means say according to the cause. You know, many of us, we read this thing through and we don't have understanding that there's a learning that is standing even when we are quickened. It's according to the cause of this war, according to the prince. So there's also a person. There's also a power. There is not a prince without power. You know, there are many princes. You know, have you seen some people who are prince? Adewale? Of which kingdom? You know, people claim dominion to nothing. What is a prince that your word is not law? But when they say, according to the prince of this prince, and guess where? In the air. It means he's the one governing all the other princes. They now tell us that it's not just a prince that you can see. They say in a spirit. And guess where it's walking in. Hey, this spirit is not external. They say in. Oh, fear such a spirit. You see, many of us, we fear the external. But what you should fear, is the inside. You see, the work of Satan is not so what you can see. Ah, God's people, many times we look at him and say, Ishe issue. Ishe issue is what you have not yet discerned. That's the real Ishe issue. The real work is what you have not known. Any battle you begin to see, victory has come. The day you have understanding, demonic world stop on you. But you see, when it comes to the issue of spirit, say spirit, you need eyes. You need eyes. So the reason for that, Ephesians 1, are you seeing it? You see, until we have that knowledge, knowledge is eyes. You will not know what is troubling you and I. You know, you will not know that you need change. You will not know that you need to walk. It is this prince that will make a believer be born again for years and no movement is done. Unforgiveness is congealed inside. Oh, gee. In fact, it looks like the more knowledge, the more it becomes worse. You know, those things, it's the prince that is at work. Because what that prince did, he ended in nature. He said, in loss of our flesh. Flesh is not this physical flesh. When you say flesh, just equate to response. Flesh is anything you respond to. He said, fulfilling. So there's response. Then, you know, response means you want to fulfill desire of the flesh and what? Of the mind. So flesh has a desire. Mind has a desire. And whereby nature. So the end of all of this making is to end up in nature. This is what is troubling man. Why you need eyes is to see this. God's people, why you and I need eyes? Because when you understand hope of calling, you know that my calling is to become. You know that there's some nature that does not equate to the nature of God. Do you understand what calling begins to make you see? You begin to see that God is love. When there are things that does not sound or look like love inside of me, I am not yet aligned to the calling. It means when they say riches, you know what God is reaching? You know, there are some absoluteness that they use to describe God. God is love. God is light. God is holy. Those are riches. Riches that he wants to give you and I. Oh, understand. God wants to make you love, holy, life, light. Those are riches. In the inheritance of what? And they say power, agbara. Because you see this prince, now power they used to walk with. No, last week I was saying that the real power must change hands. It's when there's another Lord. You know, there's a Lord, me and you. Or knowing we are pledged allegiance to. Excuse me. Anytime you yield for an instance to staying in unforgiveness, there's a Lord lodging you. Anytime a wife stays in malice, she's saying, I lord you, O King of malice. I lord you, O. So when you now talk about, say, the world. When they say according, it's just that world thing I want to just stay on. When they say the world, say world. Yeah. You see, there's the world and there's things of the world. You know, we have been taught. Let's look at that 1 John 2 from 15. He says, love not what? When they say love not, it means that we are lovers of something. Just know that me and you, we love the world. And loving the world is not that you love fashion. You know, some people say, aye, if aye, because somebody is looking good. That's not the world, duo. That you are looking good is not the world, duo. Because even God looks good. You know, people use Christianity for smelling and no. Excuse me. Look at the exterior of the throne now. Does it look like a mediocre? So he said, love not the world. So that means me and you are lovers. When they say love, that's what we love. He said, neither the things that are what? In the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not what? Because the love of the Father is another witness of life. So when you say the world, gun, it looks like a person. Can you love a thing? This world that they are talking about is living. It's an entity. When they x-rayed it in Revelation about the woman that was clothed in purple, when they x-rayed the world, even John self marveled. When they x-rayed what was under that woman, souls of men, is a person. You know, it's a being. Why didn't they use an inordinate thing? They use a being. So he's an entity. But when they are raising witnesses of the Father, you see, one of the things that the end of making the manifold witness of the Father is to deal with love. Because when they say the overcomers are people that love not their life, what? They now exchange the things. Now look at the things in the world. For all that were. So the world is an entity. Then he has his things. And to raise a spiritual man, all that's in the world. What are the things in the world? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Is not of what? The Father. So there are things of the Father that when you are becoming a spiritual man that you begin to have access to. He said the world passeth away. Woe betide anybody who loves the world that is passing away. That means you are passing away with it. For he that doeth the will of God does what? You see, in the season of raising a spiritual man, they need you to abide. You must abide to be able to say you love not the world. You see, the things of the world, God's servant has taught us, are the things of the present world. So we understand Titus 2. When they say the grace of God, he now says teaching us to do what? Denying what? Ungodliness, worldly lust. Those are the things in the world that we should do what? Live soberly, righteously, godly. When they say godly, godly is godlikeness. That, you know, when you say you're a spiritual man, we should begin to see likeness of you and God. You should not be different. Even if you are not yet, but we should begin to see the likeness. He said, in this present what? World. He said, this conversation must be completed in a spiritual man. Before that spiritual man can say he's looking for the blessed hope. And then the glorious what? Appearing of what? Great God. Because in the season of raising that witness of a divine man, there's greatness. And our Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, the temptation of Jesus. You see why you need to have knowledge of the hope of your calling. The riches of what? Of the glory and what? And then the power. So, this is Jesus. Because, let me tell you, you can't say that you are spiritual when some things have not come to you and you are holding the correct conversation. They say teaching you to live what? Soberly. Teaching you to do what? Live what? Righteously. So a spiritual man is a sober man. You know, some people, they will say, I can get a party, I can get a club and see, blah, 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 blah. Excuse me, let's stop that nonsense. You see, when people that don't have knowledge are talking, saying that you should have discernment. There are some places you ought not to find a spiritual person. You don't know that? When you say that the Lord is making me spiritual. A spiritual man is one whose conversation is ordered by the Spirit. There's a conversation that the world preaches. You hear influencers, they are speaking in tongues. And yet their life does not align. And people carry it. Carry it as a discernment. Now, this is our Lord Jesus. They proclaim Jesus. This is baptism. Jesus came to an estate. In chapter 3. He said, this is my what? Beloved son. In whom what? Okay. It's not only John the Baptist that heard this conversation. There's a son of perdition that heard it. It's called Lucifer. That understand the X-ray of when you say somebody is son. You know, many of them, I'm a son of God. I'm a son. Ewo. Heaven. God. Angels. Satan. They know the content of a son. They know what a son should have overcome. This is beloved son. You know, there was another proclamation. When he said, hear him. We've been taught the different degrees of being raised as a son in the days of his flesh. But there was an X-ray. Because a man that is proclaimed to be a son has done some overcome. He has witnessed to a life that is called spiritual life. Before they make that proclamation, before you say, I am the son of God, because the end of being spiritual is that you are proclaimed the son of God. When somebody is a son, they say, this is my son. If a father ever tells a child that, oh, mommy, Ray, say, this is my son. Why? He can see his things in that child. He can see it and he can attest to it. They said he was led to the wilderness. To be what? To be tempted of the devil. What is temptation? To prove that proclamation that they made him. Because before they make that proclamation, there's a life he has bore witness to. They wanted to test it. So they led him. You see this leading of Jesus? I don't even think Jesus knew they were leading him to be tempted. You know, we've been talking about dealing. You know, dealing is what you are subjected to. Dealing is subjection, no? You know, there's a way God gives you prophecy. You know, all of us like prophecy on our birthday. Say, let me go and wait on this word and prophecy. And he went to wait and, you know, and here he was hungry. Did they say hungry? Oh, hungry. It means that hungry was a nature. You know, Satan was not challenging whether Jesus was the son of God. He knew he was. He could see the estate. Instead, he was daring Jesus to go outside of God's will in order to meet his own desire for food. Satan was tempting Jesus to make himself independent of the Father. And in that temptation, there will be abuse of power. You know, when you look at stones, you know he was surrounded with stones. God's people, there are periods of our life we are surrounded with stones. You see, stones are what God intends to use to make and promote and bless a man. There are times when you are faced with stones. What surrounds you is not bread. It's not softness of life. You see, a spiritual man will be surrounded with stones at some season of life. And he's hungry. What he needs is bread. But he's surrounded by stones. You see, that temptation was a temptation to begin to live outside the will of the Father. Is to begin to create. Oh, God's people, many times we create solution. We look for quick fixes. Something is not working. You are quick to work it out yourself. You are turning stones to bread. When a sister refuses to wait for who God has prepared for her, you are turning stones to bread. You are misusing the power of will that you have. Sometimes a little lack of money, you compromise. You have a compulsion to quickly borrow. You are turning stones to bread. Because the making of a spiritual man are men that have been baptized to understand that when they walk through fire, is with them. They are men that understand delay. You see, you and stone are the same. Lively stones. That you have stones surrounding you. That was the state. And you have the ability. You know, in the season of denial and delay, our ability to find solution is not denied us. You know, there was a time BlackBerry was the latest. Women gave their body for BlackBerry. Where is BlackBerry today? Some generation does not even know what BlackBerry is. Such sisters, have they not passed away without fashion? If you say you are spiritual, it means that every time stone surfaces in our life, it means that we are not eager to make what? Bread out of it. It means you will not prioritize material things. We've also been taught that, you see, that stone is also the lust of the flesh. He had desire. The Bible says he hungered. In the season of that one, there's an hunger, there's a desire. He hungered. Because people, I want you to look at the seasons where you have made choices. The test of a spiritual man is the choices he makes. How we will know a man is the choices. I say your choices is not when everything is yafun, yafun, yafun. Your choices is when there's nothing. How you will know you is in a season where you're resolute and your conclusion. What were your determination? Was your determination like Esther? That if I perish, I perish. Was your determination like the three Hebrew boys? That even if the Lord, I will not do this. You see, for you to advance to that next estate, this is what we must see. You know, some people, their response of turning stone, you are lonely. Things have happened to you, I'm depressed. You know those kind of things. I've encountered Christians that you find them in works of the flesh. And their excuse is that because I was lonely, and then that was why I went to give my body. That does not show that you are eating meat. Because you see, teaching you to what? Deny what? Ungodliness and what? Worldly. You see, meat, the meat of God's word, there's a supply of grace. The power to withhold yourself has been supplied, though. It's on you. If Jesus can do 40 days and 40 nights and he hungered, what happened to you? Your own is not even up to 30 minutes. You have given up. He said you have not denied sin or to the shedding of blood. Refusing to turn stones to bread can mean fleeing, like Joseph flew. Say, flee all appearances of evil. Let's read it together. Praise God. So these are men that have come to an estate. You have a walk. So how do you tempt God? You tempt God by subjecting him to your thinking. You know, you say you tempt God because Jesus was quick to say, thou shalt not. You know, you are tempting God when you deliberately disobey, when you have come to understand light. You have understanding. You are not walking in ignorance. Because if you are in the temple, you are independent. You have understanding. You know what you are doing. You are sinning with your eyes open. And there are some of us, you know the instruction and the word of God. You know what the word of God says about what? Forgiveness. You know it, but yet you stay in unforgiveness. You are tempting God. But what other sacrifice should they make for you? But rather, you rather receive the idols of this world than what? You will trust in the words of men than in God. Psalm 78 from 52. He says, but made his own people to go forth like what? So, you are a sheep, Abby. He said, guided them in the wilderness like a what? In your wilderness is also Christ's learning. And he led them on safely so that they feared what? Not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, yes? He brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which is right hand at what? So, these are people that have seen the goodness of God. He cast out what? Eating also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they did what? And provoked what? And kept not what? 57. But what? Turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were torn aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their grave. You see, when you have been taught, you have learned, and you still choose to go back, you are tempting God. When the things you are being taught cannot find place in you, even after you can be a witness, if the Lord at new birth has been able to separate you, sanctify you initially, and you choose to believe that whatever is holding you cannot leave you, you are tempting God. When you have defeats, everything, I can't do this, I can't, you are tempting God because you are choosing not to judge his word faithful. You are choosing not to exalt his word. Because you have understanding. You see, one reason why a believer can never give up, because you must know that his word is true. If I have not seen the workings of his word in my life, I will still never say that his word is not true. I will rather push. I will continue to push on, because his word is forever, oh God. Your word is settled in heaven. The song that said, if the star was made to obey you, so I will. So if I am not yet doing it, it doesn't mean I won't do it. When you see a son, it means they are obeying the word of creation. If they can't, so will I. So will I. Anytime I see the breaking or the setting of sun, it's a trust. It's a parable for me to know that I too will respond like that. I too will respond to the word of his maker and the word of his grace and be made. I too will respond. I too will be made. I too, I will not give up. I will not give up, because you giving up is tempting him. Giving up is saying that his word is not true. That I am not changing. You know, say, I'm not changing. Excuse me, that I'm not changing is not a song I will parrot in. It's a word that I will engage until I see my change come and I'm made a witness.
Count up. Come up. Stay up. Count your steps upward. Count it. Be deliberate. Be intentional. Even come up to high thoughts, to high intents. Desire to break through. Desire to see. Desire to know. Desire to think the thoughts, even that I think towards you. Even desire to break through into the beauty, into the profoundness of that which I have in heart for you. Oh, don't stay down there. Each feet, each step is a count. Each step you take, each walk you make, even is a count upward. Even into high thoughts, even heavenly intentions written concern you, even being taught towards you. Don't stay down. Come up again, even above those temptations. Come up again, say the Spirit of God.
One of the things that will make you tempt God is pride of life. It's pride. You know, people say, I'm not a proud man, but yet pride of life is at work. Pride of life is at work. You know, pride is what makes you cover sin. Because I don't know what people will say. It's pride. It's pride that makes you say, I'd rather go down. Have you not seen some men like that? It's pride of life. When they say pride, not of life, that is of a living. It's not just pride. It's not just ego. It's of life. The reason why you will not seek for help when some things have put their mouth in you like barbs. You know, evil thrives in darkness. You don't know? The reason why you think you are hiding something is pride. Let me tell you, darkness foster the works of the flesh. Darkness foster iniquity. Can we read that last temptation? Is it again what?
The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, assureth him all the kingdoms of the world, the glory of them, and sit them away. All things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall be served.
You see, there are a lot of things in this scripture. So those of us that you want power. The person that gives power is Satan. The one that makes star. Satan makes stars in this world. Look at stars that have rained. Have you not seen that he just gives them a tenure? Satan is the master user. He will use and dump. He will raise another one. He knows how to do it. The reason why some monies will not come to you and I. Let me tell you. You know this thing, you must know it. The reason why you will not just hammer. It's because Satan knows that it will not profit him.
Yes.
If you hammer. You see, do you know what it takes for God to put money in your hand? For angels to walk? Do you know what it takes? Because he knows we need money. He knows there are some destructive ambition you should not have. There are some places on earth you should not be. Because, you know, you pay a price to come. Because there is a God that has the kingdom of this world. He gives it to kings. He said, I want to be. There are some places you must not become. Why they teach you contentment? Contentment is not a lack of drive.
Yeah.
Contentment is you know that your sustainer is God. And he opens every allocation. There is an economy called the economy of God.
Yeah.
There's an economy of provision that is in God. You see, your raising must bring you to that economy.
Yeah.
If you want to get there, the way the world get there, you will lose your soul. You will exchange something for something.
Yes.
Forget it. It's in me and you that thinks that when you are thinking power, you want power. I want my voice to be heard. Excuse me. The things of power, you give something.
Yeah.
But there's an economy God raised because, you see, he pulls down, he raises up. He's still sovereign. He's able to make way for you. He's able to give you that reference. You know, many of us, when we see leaders, we'll just be abusing them. What we hold them is to pray for them. If they take me and you there, to be the president of this nation, brother, we will be worse. You know the reason why pastors are not quick to push you to politics or power? Because they want to see your making. They want to see that you have what it takes. Because you see, you can't say I want to make a change if you have not changed. You must not only have changed, you must hold the reagent of applying change. We are not against politics. We are mindful of your raising. We are mindful of your soul. We understand the powers at work. We understand that you must not go there ordinarily. Wadira. Dira is not that, you know, it's not that you are jazzed up. You know that in terms of jazz and all those things, you have them in the Holy Ghost and new birth. But you see, the real jazz is that your stature is a judgment. You come to a cabinet, it's a judgment. Because your nature begins to, everybody, people begin to align. They begin to scamper. God does not to raise people to have kingdoms anyhow. God is thorough. There are some unholy, inordinate ambition that you ought not to have. You ought not to have. As you are growing in your profession and doing the professional exam, please pay attention to the real profession. Because you see, you must not grow in that natural possession beyond your profession of faith. You see, I've come to see that there are some places, there are some authority, there are some help, there are some resources you should not come into without a building.
Yes.
What audacity. The Son of God, Satan took him and showed him all. He was able to show him because he's a custodian of them.
Yeah.
He showed him all. You know where he took him to? He didn't take him to high mountain. Exceeding the height. This is where the makers of the makers of the makers, of the Godfathers, not mountain, no, high mountain, and showed him all. The kingdoms of the world. And what?
Glory.
The glory. You didn't just show him the kingdoms. He showed him what? The glory. Glory is shining. The ability, the potential. He showed him and said to him all these things. He is not saying he can give him. He knows he can give him. Satan can give a man. He said, I will give thee. If you will do what? So it means that you can't come to this height without worship. Men have given things. When you say some people, they sacrifice their wife. They sacrifice. Have you heard that kind of seven human beings, seven heads? That is not the real sacrifice. The real sacrifice is the soul. The real sacrifice is a soul that has been made, corrupted. Where conscience has become fried. Conscience cannot respond to God again. That's the real sacrifice. All those things of killing. That's why we must discern him and spirit. People will say that, wicked. That see how he's killing. The real wickedness is that the soul has died. The real wickedness is that the soul has been made a candidate of not just hell. A candidate of lake. He said, get thee behind me. See, that's it. Because you see, the season of worship is the season of love. This is lust of the eyes. He said he had to show him. You see why they must show us the kingdom? Do you see why you must come to church so that you can be shown? And when you are shown, you need to begin to make up your mind. When you are shown standard, you need to make up your mind to obey. Please, stop dilly-dallying with instruction. When you are shown the standard of righteousness, make up your mind to obey. Spirit know how to show. They know how to show you a life. They know how to show you what you can become. What is worship? Is worship when we sing songs? Is worship not aligning herself to a throne? Satan was asking Jesus to align himself to a throne. He was dominion. Satan was tempting Jesus with the dominion that man was given originally. He was telling Jesus that I will give you. You know that man was made for dominion. If you don't have the knowledge that you were made for dominion, but you know the dominion that you and I, the making of it is not the making of Satan. Not the way Satan makes his own men of dominion. So worship is love. It's love. He was asking for love. When you talk worship, you talk service. And you know, there are degrees of service. Romans 12 make it very clear. That's why I say this thing is loaded. There are degrees of service. You and I, are we not serving something? You know, it's good we know. You know, when you exalt the things that is passing away, is that not service? When you exalt other things above other things, is that not service? When you exalt your job, your career, you exalt certain things more than the commandments of God, are you not serving somebody and something? Are you not serving a throne? You see, service is related to a throne. It's related to a throne that is vision of life. So a person that will say spiritual is somebody that, you see, this all this phase of life, me and you, we face it every day. May God come to us. So when you say spiritual man, the spiritual man has conquered this present world. He has conquered what? The things in the world. He has conquered the things in the world. He has been shown a high calling. He has known that, well, whatever you show me, Satan, cannot be equated. You see why you and I must understand inheritance. When you see inheritance and you see the kingdoms of this world, anybody that has used, maybe you have used gold or you've used diamond and they even give you gold, you will go for diamond now. You understand? Because until you know, you will always choose wrongly. Until you know, you will always think, you know, this world is all that matters. You know, some of us, Satan has beaten our minds to think that we cannot be sustained. We don't even know the sustenance of God. He has made you know, unless you do this, unless you do this. It's all shades of worship and temptation of God. May God come to us again and help us to be made witnesses of this life. Can we begin to respond to God?
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.